Whenever you give your children to Jesus, he will give them back to you. And Jesus gave him back to his mother according to scripture. The Bible records three funerals that Jesus attended. Three times Jesus broke up a funeral session. Three persons Jesus resuscitated and brought back to life. Yes, three persons who were dead, and when Jesus showed up, they came back to life. That was Jairus' daughter, Lazarus, who was dead 4 days. And Jesus raised him from the dead, and this young man whose mother is on her way to bury her only son. A husband who is already dead, and being a widow that she was, she's on her way to give the graveyard her only means of support. Yeah. This woman is in deep distress. Yes. Now, the town which is called Nain is where this woman lived. It sits high on a hill, and the gate of the city is down from the hill. And the cemetery is 8 to 10 miles from the city. But the town of Nain is high on a hill, and the gate to the city is at the bottom of that hill. And the cemetery is 8 to 10 miles. The city of Nain is high on a hill. And the cemetery is 8 to 10 miles. But in order to get to where she's going, the woman has to come down to the city gate. In order for her to get to where she, y'all ain't here. In order for her to get to where she's going, she had to come down to get to where she needed to be. And it's down at the gate that she encountered Jesus. The city is high on a hill. The gate is low to the ground. The cemetery is 8 to 10 miles away. And to get to where she's going, she had to come down. And when she came down, that's when Jesus met her. I wish I had some good. I'm going to say it till you get it. The city is high on the hill. And the gate is at the bottom. And it's at the bottom is when she met Jesus. And I have a strong hunch this morning that many of us met Jesus not when we were high. It was when we were down when we encountered Jesus. Listen, not everybody here met Jesus in church. I wish I had. All of us wasn't raised in church, and if you were like me, I was at church. But not in church. You read the Bible, but you didn't know Jesus. It was not until your life was all the way down that you found the Lord. This woman meets Jesus at the city gates. And this woman is in serious distress. Her only son is dead. Her husband is already dead. She's a widow. And now the only one who was alive to support her is now dead. She's in distress because during that time there were no social agencies to take care of poor people. There were no food stamp offices. There were no death benefit from Social Security. She had no other family member that the Bible speaks of. The boy, her only son, is dead. And she's on her way to bury him. And after she buried him, she has two choices. She could either become a beggar or become a prostitute. No. Nobody would care for her. Nobody would look out for her well-being. Bueller, social historically, this woman is in distress religiously, emotionally, psychologically, and everything that makes her who she is in distress. And soon, she will have to support herself by means other than what she had planned. Listen, during that time, children didn't put their parents in nursing homes. They provided for them until they died. Because it was a sin to put away your parents in their old age. Because the promise of God was, if you honor your father and your mother, your days will be long upon this land. Now, when Scripture says this, that your days will be long on the land, watch this. It wasn't talk about numerical years. It meant that if you treat your mother and your father right, you will have a blessed life. If you work hard today, you will have a blessed life if you treat your mother and your father the right way. He'll bless you going out, and he'll bless you coming in. He'll take care of your finances. He'll open doors for you. And if you are no good to your mother and your father, then you ain't no good to nobody else. This mother is on her way to bury her only child. So let's see what happens when she encountered Jesus. She is in distress because with her son gone, she would either have to become a beggar or a prostitute. And Beulah, if no one is there to take care of her, she would have to provide for herself. The only way she knew how. Her husband is dead. There's no family member that the Bible speaks of to help her. And her only son is on the way to be buried in a cemetery. And at the bottom of the hill, she encounters Jesus. Now, when she meets Jesus, two crowds intersect. Two large crowds intersect. One crowd is following the woman. And the other crowd is following Jesus. One crowd is weeping and moaning. Flutes are playing. Professional moaners are hired. They're weeping and gnashing of teeth. The woman is easily recognized as the woman in mourning because she had torn off the outer garment, and a large crowd is following her, helping her weep and wail. But then there's the crowd following Jesus. And the crowd that is following the woman and the crowd that is following Jesus, they both intersect. And when the two crowds meet at the bottom of the hill, at the entrance of the gate, something else happens. One crowd followed Jesus. The other crowd is following the woman. They are now two sons face to face with each other. One crowd is following Jesus, and the other crowd is following the woman. There are two sons face to and on his way to become get back to life. Y'all ain't with me today. Y'all ain't in here. You got one son. Is on his way to die. And you got the other son. Is on his way to live again. And when death and life, watch this, intersect, somebody got to get up and get out of the way. When life and death cross paths, somebody got to go to the sidewalk. Somebody has to go and step aside, because death cannot abide when life shows up. Not only are there two crowds, not only are there two sons, there are two enemies, but there are two cities represented here. Watch this. One is on the way to the silent city of death. The other is on the way to the city called heaven. Everybody in Greater Beulah this morning is in either one of these two crowds. We know one of these two sons. We know one of these two enemies, or we are headed to one of these two cities.